Over the weekend, federal immigration officials conducted raids in several cities across the U.S. They arrested more than 1,000 people suspected of being in the country without legal status. The Trump administration says it's focusing on migrants who present a public safety threat in what it calls a historic crackdown on illegal immigration. But the ramped-up enforcement is already changing how some immigrant and mixed-status families go about their daily lives. NPR's Jasmine Garst has our story from the city of Waukegan, Illinois.
It's been snowing all morning in Waukegan, a heavily immigrant city just outside Chicago. The line outside the United Giving Hope Church stretches down the block. About 50 immigrants, mostly women and children, are waiting in the freezing cold to pick up food donations. As she opens the door for them, Pastor Julie Contreras asks, "What kind of people are we?"
Somos un pueblo que sin miedo. ¿Con qué?
Without fear, the answer. But in this community, even standing out here in public feels terrifying to many. The city of Waukegan has a large Mexican and Honduran immigrant population, and the Trump administration's recent immigration raids have caused panic. In the crowd, a young woman named Rosa stands out with her enormous belly. She's 6 months pregnant.
Sí. Solo pasamos en la casa, no salimos por miedo, miedo a que nos deporten.
We're afraid. We're staying indoors to avoid deportation, she says. She's in the country without legal status, so she's asked that we withhold her last name.
Ahorita hace más de un mes que no voy. Me toca ir.
She says she's missed her recent appointments with her OBGYN. She's too scared to go to her doctor. The Trump administration is going out of its way to publicize its crackdown, including this weekend's immigration raids in this area. Television personality Phil McGraw, better known as Dr. Phil, tagged along with border czar Tom Homan, cameras rolling as they took enforcement actions. Homan highlighted the case of one immigrant who he said does not have legal status and is a convicted sex offender.
Well, this is an example of sanctuary cities, right? We got an illegal alien convicted of sex crimes involving children, and he's walking the streets of Chicago.
Homan says these are the types of criminals ICE agents are going after in these raids. But advocates here say it's sending all migrants here into a deep panic. After the church food giveaway, one family invites us over to their home.
My name is Lupita, and I'm 12 years old.
Lupita is a U.S. citizen. Her parents are not. As she does her homework in her room, her mother, Rosa, tells us she's become withdrawn. Everyone in this family is shaken.
Nos despertamos todos ya estos dos días atemorizados.
Every day we wake up afraid, she says, thinking who is going to pick our daughter up at school if they take us away. Rosa and her husband, Guadalupe, who works as a landscaper, are both without legal status, so they've asked that we withhold their last name.
Aquí está mi Lupita.
Inside their home, which they've owned for years, they show us family photos of quinceañeras, marriages, graduations, and birthdays. Over 30 years of family life lived right here in the U.S.
Amargura, pues para mí es que es una tristeza que yo tanto año aquí que he dado.
I feel a bitterness, a deep sadness, he says. I gave this country my youth. These days, they're making plans in case life here ends, having discussions about transferring the deed to their home, to their children, who to add to their bank accounts, making arrangements for Lupita to go live with one of her older siblings.
Si voy a la tienda, voy y rápido compro. Pero antes de meterme a la tienda, miro.
If I go to the store, I scan the parking lot for the police first, he says. I buy what we need quickly, and I rush back home and lock the door behind me. He turns to Rosa, his wife.
A la mall. Cuando íbamos a la mall.
Ya no se puede.
Que compramos un hot dog, unas palomitas.
Remember when we used to go to the mall and eat popcorn and a hot dog?
Qué felicidad, qué bonito.
Those, he says, were the good times. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Waukegan, Illinois.